The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I've been looking forward to Extra Funny today, or as my dearly departed grandpapa would have said, Extra Funny.
Extra.
Give you some extra. Because on the regular old show, we were talking about, well, I'm getting an echo all of a sudden.
Sorry, I take my headphones out for just a second. Okay. I forgot I would switch the audio.
So in the regular old show, we were talking about these vanity plates. I always call them personalized license plates, but they call them vanity plates.
Yeah.
That were rejected in the state of Florida last year because they were, you know, vulgar, profane or whatnot. And we only read the tame ones that were radio friendly. So now we're in Extra Funny. You can share some of the other ones.
There's more
that were banned. Let's see, Mike, HOK-2UH, Hoktua.
Hoktua.
Another one that just says turd. You mean they won't let you have a license plate that says turd on it? LMFAO was another one. Only FN.
Okay.
Only what?
Only FN, so only fan. You know, like you're just bragging about either being on OnlyFans as a performer or subscribing to OnlyFans as a prevert.
Yeah.
You know, you want the world to know that. You want the world. Oh, it's so funny. Some other ones were pimping got rejected.
Wow.
Let's see. They got a whole list of one that when you look at it, it says capital A22. HOL3. So it's like it, if you look at it, it's like it spells out asshole.
Oh, God.
Another one, configuration of letters to spell the C word.
Oh, gosh. That's a bad one.
Yeah. FUC0FF.
F off, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think they're being a little bit too strict on these things when it comes to this one. BIGTTS.
Oh, God. That's
hell yeah.
One with the number 0FCKS, which I think that should be banned in the, along with the, you know, slang that's being, you know, zero F's. I give zero F's. Another one that spells out vibrator.
Oh, my gosh.
D's nuts.
Classic.
L-I-L-D-I-K.
Lil Dick?
Hey, why would you?
Lil Dick.
Why would you want that as your license plate?
Maybe that's his nickname.
Another one, dead ass. Somebody thought they could get dead ass.
Dead ass.
I thought that was out already as slang for, yeah, I mean, for saying I'm serious. I'm dead ass serious. This one I don't even. Some of them I can't get. UP2NFG.
Up to no blank and good.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
NFG.
Another way to spell D's nuts. And then one that spells the R word.
What?
Mm-hmm.
R word. Oh.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
X hooker.
Okay, that's funny. Why would they not allow that one? I mean,
B-I-G-H-0.
B-I-G-H-0. Big ho?
Mm-hmm.
Big ho.
Big ho. A lot of, I didn't know you could spell D's nuts so many ways, but.
God.
And a lot of Hoktuas.
Yeah, I figured.
IDGAF. And then I don't even want to say this one on Extra Funny.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Can you give us, like, hint words that might...
We were talking about it earlier off the air when I said that trashy girl used the term in her cooking video.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. Like,
are these people, of them have to be joking, right? Like, let's see if this gets approved. Some of them, there can't be this many Americans that are that trashy and stupid.
I think there are, sister. I think there are.
Yeah. Please, most people. I think it's most people's.
And I guarantee you, when they got declined, they were pissed and didn't understand why. I can't even say that one either. What you have to say? This is a different one though. Ballze. Bowels.
Bowels.
Hacker. Dope shit spelled. I don't know why they wouldn't allow this one. It spells out please, officer.
But that's funny.
Yeah.
Please.
I think anytime an officer or like an actual cop has to call in a license plate, it would be confusing.
Yeah.
Please, officer. No. Please, officer. What? Please, officer, what?
But, you know, a lot of them, with a 69 in them, different 69.
Sure.
Well, duh.
LARDA55. Lard ass.
Lard ass.
Mm-hmm. 10X bitch.
10X
bitch. 10 times bitch.
Terrible.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But it costs, I don't know how much it costs now, but it costs a lot to get a personalized license plate.
Yeah, it's more expensive than just renewing your license plate.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple in my day, but that's when they were cheaper.
Did you?
Yeah, love to LUV2DANZ.
Oh, you're love kidding? To dance.
Love to dance.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What was another one? Do you have any more?
I had Lenny on my first car.
Lenny.
Lenny, L-I-N-N-Y.
Oh, my gosh.
I think they're dumb when they tell what kind of car they're on.
I've seen one on a Cybertruck. One of those Tesla Cybertrucks up in this area. There's somebody driving one around, and it they just have Cybertruck abbreviated on their license plate. It's like, get it. You can't miss that thing.
Yeah.
But why do you have to tell people what the vehicle is? They clearly see.
Yeah, it'll stand out.
Just like people who drive Mustangs that would have some Stang. Configuration of Stang on it.
But also, why do you have to tell people your nickname? Like, Lenny. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not a, you know, in any personalized license plate kind of thing, unless it's patriotic.
Yeah.
Right. Or it's the name of your business. Like, you got it as a, to go on your business vehicle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a different story.
Not when you're a teenager and you have a truck that you put the plate on it, ROB's TRK. That's not cool.
I didn't think about that one, but that's cool, Rob.
What did it say?
It was Rob's truck. I had a truck.
Oh, truck. I didn't hear the last word. Okay.
TRK, this ain't just any truck. This is Rob's truck.
Yeah, you don't make a mistake. Think it's somebody else's damn truck. It's Rob's.
Daggum red Ford Ranger.
How much did it cost back then, Rob?
The truck itself or the
the license plate.
Oh, I don't know. My parents paid for it.
Because when I was a teenager, it was $50.
Ooh.
Damn. Yeah, oh, really?
Even back then, before they even had cars,
It
was $50.
It was such a thing when I was a teenager. Like, all my friends had one. Like, it was just the thing. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was the thing that narcissists...
Whoa.
Teenage narcissists wanted.
Clearly. Because I had a 92 Camry with cigarette hole burns in the back seat, and yet I got a personalized license plate.
Yeah, because you love to dance.
I love to dance.
Love to dance.
Mm-hmm.
But girls will pick something like that. All those ones that you read out, that's all guys. Yeah. Even like the big tits or whatever. Huge boobs. That's still a guy.
Big
tits. Yeah, big tits. I don't see any women trying to get a vulgar vanity plate.
No. Oh, I wish.
I was trying to think earlier if I've ever been told to stop doing something or that it's not allowed in a public place or whatever that was trashy. Like I've never been, you know, told you can't smoke here in the funeral home.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. Well, you got the cigarette lit, you sure. Gotta go outside, you know, you can't stand by the casket at visitation with a cigarette burning.
No, I don't
think, or like either. Near oxygen tanks or something.
The hospital, they come and go, sorry sir, you can't smoke in the hospital. Well, I'm paying to be here. I'm paying for this room.
What is the trashiest thing you did? Was it smoking? Do you, in your opinion, in your assessment, like what's the trashiest thing you carried on for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Not just like a one-time thing.
Yeah, smoking.
What was the trashiest thing you ever did, just even if it was once, do you think?
My whole drunken escapade in Tijuana was probably the...
That's a good one.
Yeah, in 1989.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah.
At least you did it out of the country.
Right.
You know.
Almost got killed.
Oh yeah, I forgot
about
that. Oh yeah. Yeah. Having diarrhea in a club bathroom is pretty trash.
Okay, that was a different one. But I couldn't help that one. That wasn't something I volunteered for. Like I volunteered to go into the red zone and get wasted on tequila sunrises in Tijuana. We were in Cancun and just got off the resort, and I had some water and then had to be in that Mexican rave club or whatever it was with diarrhea.
Yeah.
That was trashy, but not my fault.
Yeah. Just if something is trashy, do you have to do it like, knowingly? Like you can't just fall into trashiness.
Right. You put yourself in the position.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. We got more coming up.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. Lindsay is, jumping out of her seat to tell us about her trashy behavior. She didn't even let us get out of the last segment. She's like, I got a good one.
Good one.
All right. So we were talking about something trashy, the trashiest thing that you've ever done, you know, and if it's trashy because it happened to you or trashy because you put yourself in the position that you wanted to do it. And mine was a drunken trip to Tijuana.
That's pretty trashy.
Yeah. Horrible. Eating menudo for breakfast that morning, not even knowing what it was.
Okay. What is that?
It is cow intestines in a really thin tomato broth, like a tomato soup. Yeah, it's disgusting.
What did you think you were eating?
They said it was just cow meat, so I thought it was like a beef stew or beef soup, but it technically was cow meat, but it was the inside of the cow.
Ew. Oh. Cow's that right there would have made me throw up.
Intestines, yeah.
It wasn't the tequila that made me throw up, it would be that.
I think it was a combination.
Well, and is it true that they have worms in the... I've never been.
Yeah, you get that in U.S. America, too. The worm, it's traditional in old Mexico that there's a worm at the bottom of the bottle of tequila. And when you get to the bottom, you eat the worm.
And what's the point?
Fun.
Oh, hell of a good time.
Yeah.
So my trashy, it's senior week, the year's 2002. All my friends are like, let's check out this foam party. Y'all been to a foam party?
Yep.
Trash, just pure trash.
Yep.
So I walk in, I'm like ready. And then I'm like, what's happening in here? We don't want to know what's happening in there. The trashiest place I've ever been, I think.
Yeah. And there's a smell in there. I don't know if we went to the same one, but,
oh, sure.
It was in
Myrtle Beach.
In Myrtle Beach. Yeah. And there's a smell in there. And when you find out that people are under the foam doing all kinds of things, I mean, it's just a mess.
Just a mess. I mean, just touching the foam, you're contracting something.
Yeah. I never went to one of those. That was after my days of going out and all. Cause in 2002, I was a dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we was at a foam party.
We used to make commercials for them, though, on the radio. That foam party. Yeah. So what was so trashy about it?
Oh, Riggins, maybe you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's the clientele is, you know, they're young. Everybody's young. Everybody's mm-hmm. under 20. But, yeah, you find out that people are, when that foam starts building up, people are groping and digitally.
Yeah.
Makes it sound even worse. Yeah.
Yeah, digitally is always a word that just, okay, you can stop there.
That's how they always use it in law right. documents. Digitally. But, yeah, you find out that kind of stuff is going on. And there's like a smell in there. And you don't know if it's like, you ever went in a play and like they pump out the fog and there's like a really unique smell to it. There's a really unique smell to that foam, as I recall.
So how do they make the foam? People are wearing swimsuits.
Yeah, a lot of people in swimsuits and stuff. I don't know how they make the foam.
I thought it was just like bubble bath stuff in there, like that kind of thing. But they couldn't because it would be, it'd be slick.
And, yeah, it's more dense and.
Well, I will say there's a lot of water on the floor. So when you stepped from the stair to the actual club floor, you were in about 4 inches of water.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
Well, there's no way they'd be able to do that now because of the liability of it. People falling and hurting themselves and all that.
Sure.
And the water was like black.
Yeah, it's gross. It's really gross.
And you only went to one, Lynn?
Do what?
You just went to one of them?
One and only because, you know me, I don't want any type of fungal infection
unlike
in
most
my body.
People.
Well, not them. People have the relations in the phone. Like, it's just disgusting.
I always thought it seemed stupid. And something like, even if I were young at the time, I wouldn't want to, you know, young and single, I wouldn't want to go to a foam party. First of all, because I wouldn't want that stuff all over me for the rest of the night. And it seemed kind of nerdy, but I guess it wasn't. I guess it was just perverted.
Yeah, well, maybe. But you're also like, 16 or 17, and you see other girls going in with the, hot bathing suits on them. You're like, that's where the party is. The music's going. It's dark. The lights are off. Yeah. It looks like a fun time when you're a kid.
Well, and I love how they're like, you have to please wear flip-flops because it's going to get wet. Yeah, you think you're like up to your knees and the foam comes up high. I mean, the foam is like there. Yeah. So you don't know what's going on under there.
And you know people were peeing in it.
Oh, sure. I mean, all that stuff. Oh,
ugh.
I don't even think they had the bathrooms open. I think they're like, just
go.
Yeah, I mean, it's like standing in the ocean.
Yeah, it was a scene. Oh, but yeah, I think about it. Yeah, it makes your stomach turn. But at the time, it sounded like the most fun thing you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never knew how they got the foam in there. Whenever I saw pictures of it or whatever, it looked like the foam was thin, but evidently it wasn't.
You know, it's dense, and I think it comes from up top and not from below, as I recall.
Fun.
Oh man, smoking joints in cheap hotel rooms and blocking the smoke detectors with plastic bags. Rip a couple joints, go to a foam party, walk down the beach, smoke another joint. It was incredible.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive, exactly.
But didn't they have them in Charlotte too? And they have foam parties in some of the places in Charlotte? Because I know we used to do commercials for them.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
But Myrtle Beach just makes it even better.
Yeah, that's what you do there.
Myrtle Beach is the quintessential foam party headquarters.
100%.
I bet they still do them.
They probably do. It's probably the biggest hit on the strip.
Mm. So, you're right, Lindsay. That's trashy. You're trash.
Trash.
White trash.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.